This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. We do this program, an educational odyssey, just so that we can become informed of what's really happening in the world of cannabis. And today, no exception, I'm very excited about our first guest today, because not only is he one of the true leaders in the legal arena, but he's working on a very exciting project. We will hear all about what he's doing because, you know, this is the reality, and you can hear a lot of things on the news about marijuana and people's concerns. But the truth is that when we look to other countries like Israel and Spain, and we see the cutting edge work they're doing, and we see how truly miraculous this plant is, we cannot close our eyes and walk away. It is happening in spite of us, because of us. It's just a movement that has just taken over the country. There isn't anybody that knows more about that than our first guest today. And he has been involved in the legalities of it. And Bob Celan, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure.
Frankie, pleasure to be here.
You are one of the early people, and several years ago, that really and truly created the legalities, if you will, about cannabis. So tell us a little bit about your background, and then tell us about the new project you're involved in, please.
Well, it's kind of an interesting background for me because it's come full circle and I never really expected it to come this way, but I've obviously known about cannabis for many years. When I was younger, I partook in high school and in college, but, you know, just on a social level. But I graduated from the University of Southern California with a journalism major, and never used that, went to law school, maybe that was a cop-out, practiced law for several years, but my family was in the real estate development business, so my practice really involved dedication to the legal world, as well as we still worked on my family's core business, which was building real estate all over Southern California. And then years later, fast forward, because I did a lot of things between then, that's talking about 1980. Years later, the laws started changing and people started talking about legalization of cannabis. We were involved with a campaign out here years ago, first campaign for Proposition 19, which barely failed to legalize marijuana in California. And right at that point in time, right before that point in time, actually, I was approached by a friend. And the friend had been hurt going on the Price is Right show because he wanted to win a car for his kid. And he had been running down the aisle to go. He got called by, it was the Drew Carey show by then, got called by Drew Carey to run down, ran down, and there was a sharp-edged stick of metal sticking on the floor, and he got very, very seriously hurt.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So
they didn't show that on television, did they?
They did in his court case, unfortunately. I had nothing to do with that. I'm not a litigator. I'm a cannabis attorney. But long story short, he was very, very injured and was on every kind of drug that you can imagine, Percocet, all the opioids that you could possibly think of, and realized if he didn't get off, it was going to kill him, or at least he wouldn't be able to work anymore. So he went out, and he was not a stranger to cannabis, but he didn't know about the real medical benefits. Went out, found a holistic practitioner, and between the holistic practitioner and him getting aggressive, started going around to the local marijuana stores here in Los Angeles, none of which were legal at the time. Everybody was hiding under the radar or in a back alley or whatever.
I bet, sure.
and started looking for what they were telling him, particular strains, particular topicals, things that existed in very small quantities back then and were certainly illegal, and realized there was no central database of any sort of where you could find what you were looking for. Even on an underground newspaper like an LA Weekly or something, it would be hidden on page 42 in the bottom, come to this place kind of thing. And so he realized, he was pretty, you know, smart, that they needed some kind of vehicle for people to be able to pick up a magazine, look in it, see what stores are available, where they are. And again, it was limited at first, but we ended up, long story short now, forming a magazine called Quish Magazine. And that was my entree into the cannabis space. I had no real knowledge about it then as far as the laws, other than in California. I knew that we had legalized in 1996 for medical use only, but there had never been any further legislation or developments until 2004 to even start allowing or thinking about how a cultivator to distributor to retailer would happen, which is what we've evolved to now. So it all had to be done underground. So we started with a magazine. It started in Los Angeles, became hugely successful overnight. We expanded that magazine to throughout California. It was a free magazine that was distributed at 7-Elevens. It was distributed in the dispensaries. It was distributed around the city. And it caught on very quickly. And we soon expanded it to five different markets in California, and then to Colorado, and then for a very short time to Montana. Until one day the federal government woke up, called a press conference, and basically told anybody advertising in these magazines were conspiring to commit a crime. And it scared enough people where we eventually had to shut down the magazine.
Oh, what a shame.
That was how I got involved with it. But because of that...
What a shame. How many years ago are we talking that you were shut down?
We're talking about 2009. So I'm kind of a dinosaur in this industry. There's not a lot of people who have been around from the legal and regulatory side as long as I have been. And there's some,
so,
not that many.
What, tell us right now, and I want to hear the rest of your story because it's such a fascinating story. Tell us right now where we are in this country. 29 states have some form of legalization of cannabis, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we have 8 states that are fully legalized, including California.
Right.
We have...
And then we have... Isn't the District of Columbia the 9th?
If you want to call that a state, which I don't, but District
it's Columbia not, but yeah, it's legal. The 9th.
Yeah,
nine areas in the country, okay.
9 areas that are pure legalization, and if you're 21 or older, you can go in and you could purchase cannabis.
Which is...
The problem with some of that is, especially in California, is we don't have any licensing for it yet.
So it's bizarre.
Buy, you
yeah.
possess an ounce in certain states and have it on you and not get arrested anymore or not even get a ticket in decriminalized states. In California, where we are right now, we're behind the eight ball because we have not licensed any recreational adult use shops. So everything.
No, you're not behind the eight ball. Massachusetts is, because what we have done in almost 6 years now is appalling. There's only 9 dispensaries that have been able to open, and they keep pushing back when they're going to make it legal for shops to open for recreational, and supposedly it's going to be this summer, but who knows, because nobody knows what's going on. There's not enough money to fund the committees, and unfortunately people are not understanding a brilliant point, Bob, that you mentioned at the very onset of our interview today, and that is that this could be the answer to the opioid problem, and no one in this state is looking at that, recognizing that, or understanding that. So you have a recovering alcoholic who is the mayor, and you have an uneducated governor who cannot seem to understand how this could possibly be financially and a windfall and a win-win situation.
Yep. No, I understand that. I don't know as much about Massachusetts as I do about other states. But, yes, same thing's going on in several places, Frankie, that someone has said, hey, you know, we have a black market here. There's all these people going to jail. We need to do something about it. And, you know, the leading advocacy group on this. It is MPP, which is Marijuana Policy Project, and they've been successful in, if not all of the states that have legalized, certainly a majority of them. And
well, we have to take a quick break. Please tell us the website, and we're going to find out your newest venture and some very exciting things when we come back. Give us the website, please.
We don't have a website up yet. We're doing this all grassroots, word of mouth.
Okay. Well, tell us what it is.
The projects are, we're doing real estate projects for people that want to cultivate and manufacture products for the industry in a city called Lancaster. That is
okay. And we'll be back with Bob in just a moment. Fascinating story. It's a hot button issue today. We will find out more about the legalities when we come back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. Stay tuned.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, H to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And joining us today is Michael Bowman, Mr. Hemp himself. He's here. Michael, you've been involved in the hemp industry. What was it that was so appealing to you that you realized that this could be a future for the continuation of farming, that this could be an opportunity for sustainability, that this could be the help that farmers needed, all of these things? What was it that really sang to your heart?
Well, for me, Frankie, it was my family farms in eastern Colorado over the Ogallala Aquifer, and we've been unsustainably mining that beautiful fossil water for about seven decades to grow federally subsidized crops, in our case, mostly corn. The region really is going to live and or die on the health of that aquifer and the water that's in it. And we knew that we couldn't continue what we're, most of this is a growing awareness that we can't keep doing what we're doing. We needed to look for crops where we could transition into something that was required less water, required less fertilizer so we weren't polluting the aquifer, reduce our load on pesticides and herbicides in the environment as our runoff gets into the, oddly enough, you know, as a landlocked state, you know, the waters that run out of our state ultimately end up in the ocean. You know, we have an effect on what happens in the Gulf of Mexico as well. So for me, as I was ticking off the box of where do we go, what do we look for in this perfect transition crop for the future that might help these Great Plains communities like mine that are over the Ogallala Aquifer from North Dakota to Texas sustain themselves. And once I stumbled upon this crop over 20 years ago, I found my soulmate.
Yeah. So. You know, we take for granted, I think we take for granted some of the amazing things that hemp holds for us, including the fact that it's filled with omega-3. You were talking about how our bodies our bodies really love and resonate with it.
It does. You know, it is, as I said, you know, we've evolved with this plant, the human beings. Before 1937, most of our medicine contained extracts from the marijuana plant itself, from its other cousin. This is all cannabis sativa. So we were getting our cannabinoids through a lot of our medicine, you know, prior to 1937. And when we look at the fiber issues and the opportunity and the textile work, of course, and in the foundations, we have opportunities with this plant to displace many things in our economy that are not environmentally friendly. And while we're doing that, to create a significant number of new jobs, you know, in this country, and in particular in rural America, where this plant can be grown, this was a crop of our founding fathers for a very good reason, and it is well past time to bring it back.
I agree with you, Michael. I absolutely agree with you. The benefits, I don't think there's anything negative about it. There isn't anything that I know in all the literature that I have been researching in the past few years. Do you know of anything that is negative about this product at all?
You know, I don't, Frankie, other than negative to the potential bottom line of, you know, other industries that are profiting, you know, from a model that is very the antithesis of this, and the petroleum-based products and things like that that we need to start stepping away from. And I often tell the story about when I go into congressional offices and talk to staffers about the plant, and while we're seeking, you know, support, legislative support to end this federal classification, they generally look at me, you know, the first look is, well, there's got to be something you're not telling me, because this can't, you know, this couldn't be right. We wouldn't have this law in place, you know, if this was true. And it's like, well, no, it's true. And so it's, you know, the other really fun thing about it is that it is such an, it really is an easy sell. Give me 10 minutes with a naysayer, and generally speaking, I'll walk away with a supporter.
Yes, yes. That's why we love having you on, because we need to become educated. We need to know what the real facts are, just the facts, not our perception, not naysay, not hearsay, but the facts. And the facts speak for themselves. This is a plant that is sustainable. It's good for us. It's good for the environment. You won't get high from it. I just gave a friend of mine, we had a guest on last week talking about a pain product you put on topically, and she used it. She's an older woman, and she used it and got relief. I will be talking with the vet in a little while about when I'm out of town, or the dog's owner, she's out of town, and we have this little English Cocker Spaniel that kind of hangs with me when she's at work, and he's just delightful. But he's very emotional, and when he's very upset, we give him a little bit of the CBD product, and guess what? He chills and he's fine, and it doesn't affect his behavior or his actions. It just takes away the anxiety. Imagine,
that's
it just
exactly
takes
right,
away
Frank.
The anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It calms them. There is, you know, I've got a handful of, you know, close and personal friends with, you know, the same issues, and some of them are pet issues as well. But, you know, my mother is a great example of someone who was a real naysayer on the entirety of the plant, and is now using it, you know, that is just doing wonders with her arthritis and her aches and pains. And, you know, so when we all live, when we have a personal story to share, you know, that's where you can, and the passion from so many of us in this industry comes from the fact that we have a personal story about this. And we know that almost, you know, anyone who is, you know, given the chance to experience the benefits of the products of this plant are always the same. It's always the same story. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. And it really can bring back farming. And we don't have a lot of time, but
this,
do share that.
Yeah, this really great discussion. You know, my oldest son left the farm, went to college, got his ag business degree, but he always wanted to be a pilot as well. I'm a pilot. He grew up in a plane. So he's been a corporate pilot for years, and but really wanting to come back to the farm. Now, he was never going to come back to the farm to grow corn, you know, but what he came back this summer and worked our CBD plot, which was small, just 4 acres, but the kid has just fallen in love with this plant. And what we're seeing, and much like my son Jason's experience, this is bringing young people back. This is something that's, you know, tickling their mind. It's, you know, it just tickles your brain, and that there's something really magical about this plant. I don't use that word lightly, because I don't use it much, but that really brings these young, engages these young people.
Yeah,
that we need in these rural communities to come back, and this is the
so,
time we'll do it.
Michael, thank you so much for sharing about the show. We've got one of the top growers that was received numerous awards coming on after you, so we'll talk more about the other side of the coin, if you will. This is thanks so much. Give us the website as we go to break, please.
Again, that website is NAIHC, North American Industrial Hemp Council .co.
And we will be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Our educational odyssey will continue.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees.
They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk HZ with Frankie Boyer. And we just heard from a brilliant doctor about using hemp oil, CBD, the cannabidiol oil, for treating concussions, depression, anxiety. And there is a movement that's happening in this country. It's about technology and solutions to that. And joining us today is Janice Hall, friend of the show, president and founder of Natural Network International, consulting with businesses in the area of natural and organic products and environmental issues and clean technology solutions. And so what attracted you to the hemp industry, Janice? And welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Frankie. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. For me, I first started learning about hemp back in the 70s when I was just a kid, when I was first delving into natural products and herbology through Mark Blumenthal, who will be on your show shortly, I understand,
yes.
And the American Botanical Council. So my interest was medicinal from the beginning. While everybody else was smoking it, I was looking at it as a medicinal opportunity, as well as the fact that I had already studied I read a book, which I can't find now, called the U.S. Marijuana Papers and Army Marijuana Papers, and it was the history of the U.S. Army's research into the cannabis plant, particularly hemp, for using it for our country. Okay, so I was very involved way back then. Nobody was talking about it. Segue to the future. It still falls very nicely into my interests with the botanical world. And most recently, as you know, I had a fall last June. I fell 6 feet flat on my back and head, and I have been using hemp oil and a wonderful hemp cream on my neck, and it has, the difference is remarkable when I use it. The pain and the muscle spasm. So I have personal experience with it as well. And the problem today is that it's only partially legal. It was part of our United States from the very beginning, and there's a movement to grow and use hemp and hemp products. But the seeds are illegal. They're classified as a narcotic. And so my passion is to change that, the same way we were able to change dietary supplements when they were on the verge of becoming illegal. And so we are with my colleague, Michael Bowman, who has been on your show.
Numerous times, yes.
They call him Mr. Hemp. We are about to launch in the next month or so a Hemp for Victory campaign. And I'd like to explain what that is, if that's okay.
Please do. Please do. Okay. I just want to go back to the history for just a moment, and I'm very cognizant of telling people that this story about hemp would never have happened if it were not for Columbus crossing over, because they could not survive on those ships without using hemp.
That's true. Their sails were made for hemp. And do you know that in 1619, because hemp was such an important resource, it was illegal not to grow hemp. In Jamestown, Virginia, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, they all had similar laws. And during the 1700s, subsidies, and bounties were granted in Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, North and South Carolina, and New England to states to encourage hemp cultivation. And the manufacture of cordage and canvas, our first money was hemp. Covered wagons were made from hemp fiber, and Betsy Ross's flags were made from hemp. Henry Ford's car was made from a hemp fiber, and he did not use gasoline. He used hemp oil to power it.
Love it. Love it.
So the history is so incredibly fascinating, and nobody seems to know that. You know, in 1937, legislation was pushed through which made it pretty much impossible to grow hemp in the U.S. because of the Marijuana Tax Act. And so that's a whole other story politically how that happened. But right shortly after that, that was forgotten because what emerged was a much more serious threat, and that was World War II. At the time, the supplies of imported fiber were coming through a lot. We bought a lot from Japan, okay, and overseas. And so our imported fiber resources were diminished due to the war and unreliability of foreign supply. Okay,
right.
Hemp was recruited back into service. Okay, in 1941, there was a director from the War Department to establish production scheme to resupply fiber for the national defense. They gave seeds to the 4-H clubs. Okay.
Can you imagine? Yeah, yeah.
Yes. That's so great because my partner in this, Michael Bowman, you know, he grew up on a farm, five generations of farmers, and he was a member of the 4-H club. And so 42 hemp mills were, I think it was 42, throughout the Midwest were constructed. It became essential for part of the war effort. And it was promoted in two ways. Appeals to patriotism and cash. Well, guess what? That's what's happening today as well. I think that's going to be the method that we're going to be able to enliven and awaken the U.S. population because, as you've talked about before in your show, the myriad of products from the ground to the mouth that hemp can provide, you know, food, fiber, fuel, okay, and it is the most important plant for carbon sequestration, can put farmers back to work.
And this has been a passion of yours, you know, the environment and the solutions to the environment for a lot of years.
Yes, it has been. And you know, people ask me if I'm an environmentalist, and that comes into play. But really, I'm about human sustainability on the planet. And lately, my mission's really been about education to showing people how this can be financially rewarding as well. So doing the right thing, doing the smart thing is the right thing, and vice versa, that it can fuel the economy. Many of us are calling this the emerging hemp economy because it flows into every part of what we manufacture, and it really is about American manufacturing from the ground up, from, you know, hempcrete, which is a concrete made of hemp, to hemp fiber for clothes, for cars, you know, for, and you've talked about all of this, Frankie, to the seeds and the protein powders that you can make, to all the medicinal arenas of hemp. It's, you know, it's one of the most brilliant, smart plants that we've ever seen, but the education and reviving this hemp industry as we did in 1941, 42, and 43 is what we're all about and what we hope to share with the American public in this next year as we gear up for this campaign. Back in the 40s, when they were reviving this hemp industry for the war effort, it was a bipartisan, okay? And it was considered important for national self-sufficiency, okay, and national security. And those are some of the same issues that I am promoting now because it cuts across all party lines. It's a real unifying plant, as you've talked about before. You know, so it brings together touch points on agriculture, economics, environment, health, jobs, veterans, patriotism. Okay, do you know, in those days, when the Hemp for Victory campaign, the War Hemp Corporation, which was developed, the initial growing of hemp was in Kentucky. Well, we're repeating this in this day and age. Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is a big proponent of hemp, and he sees, as many do for the South, that as the disappearance of the tobacco farming, a lot of these tobacco lands are lying fallow, and hemp is the perfect crop. So he has provided, through his influence, the University of Kentucky has seeds, okay? And you need to get these seeds. Because you have to prove you're doing research so you don't get busted for a narcotic. Can you believe that? It's ridiculous. But anyway, there are the growing warriors in Kentucky. These are veterans who grow hemp, and they're making American flags. Michael Bowman has one of those.
We need to get ready. We need to take a quick break. We need to get ready for the break. What's the best website for the new campaign that you're working on, Hemp for Victory, please?
There is no website at the moment. I'll tell you about it
okay.
when the break is over with. Okay,
we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer talking a little bit about the history of hemp in the days of old, and we'll be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
It's an international company built.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. Joining me today is a woman that is really passionate about hemp and has been for a long time. She's president and founder of Natural Network International Consulting, with businesses in the areas of natural and organic product environmental issues and clean technology solutions, Janice Hall. Janice, welcome back.
Thank
this
you.
This hemp for victory campaign. Janice, are you on speakerphone? Because I'm getting a terrible echo.
Okay, well, I just got off of speakerphone, and now I'm getting an echo. I was. Hold on.
Okay. Anyway, talk to me. Can you tell us about where the campaign is right now and what's happening and why do we need this campaign?
Well, the reason we need it is today, the United States is the largest consumer of hemp-based products in the world, okay? And we remain the only G7 nation to prohibit its cultivation. And since 2012, over 30 states have legalized its cultivation. The 2014 Farm Bill legalizes its cultivation. We have, I think, 14 or 15 senators who are sponsoring bills. We have the ability to make a myriad of products, paper products, plastic substitute products, hemp composites for automobiles. The food, hemp is nutty and yummy, help building materials, nanomaterials, 3D printing and bioplastics. It's an industry that could really bring America back into manufacturing again and back to farming again. It's a home business, home meaning USA. And the problem is there is very limited education on it. And the reason you have your show and have found out week after week is people don't know the difference between hemp and marijuana. And so our job is to really show that. And get hemp seeds made legal. And we need to create political and consumer education around that because the awareness is low. People don't understand that it's part of the Farm Bill. In fact, Michael Bowman wrote that part, Industrial Hemp Farming Act, in the House. The sponsors are Senator Rand Paul, and Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, polar opposites in other areas of politics. And the House bill is Republican Tea Party Representative Jamie Comer from Kentucky, and it's co-sponsored by Democrat Jared Polis from Colorado. Okay, and so what this is an opportunity to build an economy and trying to build common ground during a time in our country when there is such extreme polarization.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about, is this needs to be legal. And we need to stop buying seeds from overseas. And so what we are doing, the first thing that we're going to do, we'll announce this campaign shortly, and we will have a website shortly. Right now we're gathering the players, and we've been building alliances for the past year among associations, foundations, manufacturers, product developers, retailers, and farmers, you know, as well as legislators. One of the exciting things we're going to do to make it available for the entire country is we're creating an Adopt-a-Plant program. So everyone, have you ever bought an acre of forest in South America? I mean, I own river to protect the
mm-hmm. No. I grew up planting plants in Israel. My family did that. We developed forests in Israel. And it was wonderful and exciting to be able to do that. And so what I want people to know, though, is that the Europeans, people that are living in Spain and Israel, have such advances using industrial hemp. And we in this country, and we have quite a few guests that have come on and talked about this opportunity for growing the economy with this hemp seed. Not only the fact that it's filled with omega-3s, and we just heard Dr. Michael Lewis talk about how it has miraculous benefits for concussions, and you're talking about topically and how you used it for your accident, but we know that this is a win-win situation. It's going to help grow the economy. It helps with our health. It's a win-win situation, but it's a lack of education.
Well, quickly, we've got a political barrier to overcome, and remember, those in Washington, D.C. work for us. So our goal is to educate the public and ask everyone to help participate. That's why this Adopt-a-Plant program is going to be exciting, because everyone in the United States has an opportunity to literally put their stake in the ground, own a hemp plant, and own part of this emerging hemp economy, and tell Congress that we want to give power back to our farmers, our manufacturers, our industries of all different areas where hemp can play a role. And again, since the U.S. is the largest carbon emitter in the world, and we have pulled from the Paris Treaty, again, from the ground up, revolution, evolution begins from the ground up, and we can own a stake in this because hemp is the best carbon sequestering plant in the entire botanical kingdom. So it's a win-win on all fronts. We will be through your help and some of the people on our team, which we'll talk about next time when we actually launch the campaign, okay? But I think that we have a great opportunity on this anniversary. This is the 75th year for the Hemp for Victory campaign to relaunch this and make hemp victorious again as an emerging stakeholder in the growing American economy. So there you go. That's all I have to say for the moment. Do you have any other questions?
Well, I'm just so excited about this campaign on many fronts. I think it's a great idea. I just think it's a brilliant idea.
It was industrial hemp was a critical component to the founding of our democracy, okay? In colonial times, a farmer with more than 10 acres was required to commit.
Right. Hey, we've got to run. We're out of time. Janice Hall, thank you for your passion. Thank you for your passion. And we will see you all next time right here on the Frankie Boyer Show. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile,
though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
Most people
people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.